Guys, welcome back to the second episode where we look at fascinating Hebrew words, phrases, and idiomatic expressions. Today, we hit it off immediately by looking at the first verb in the Bible, happening in Genesis 1 verse 1, and we all know it, the very famous, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, or the heavens and the earth. Now, that verb created is the verb bara, and it occurs 54 times in the Hebrew Bible. But before we say something about the fascinating verb bara, let me just say verbs in Hebrew are very important. In fact, if you want to remember one thing about the language, is that it is an action-driven language. It is a verb-based language where everything revolves around the action within a sentence. And that is in direct contrast to other Greco-Roman languages like that of our own, where the emphasis is on nouns, on subjects, on objects, on all things form and appearance. So, if there's one thing that you remember about Hebrew, is remember Hebrew is a verb or an action-based language. And therefore, when you find the verb, when you find the action, you find the essence of what the Hebrew is saying. Let's look at the verb bara. This verb, interestingly enough, is used throughout Genesis, I think, 8 times. And every time that the verb bara occurs there, it has to do with God creating something. But then same verb occurs in Joshua chapter 17, verse 15 and 18, where it speaks about the people going into the forest and cutting down a tree. And that translation, to cut down a tree, is also the verb bara. Interesting. Another example, in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 29, it speaks about the process of fattening a calf for a sacrificial ritual. Same verb, bara. So you see, when we take the translation to create and apply that to the verb bara in all of these instances, then the word create cannot be the correct translation. You don't cut down a tree and use the word create for that. Also, you don't fatten a calf for a sacrificial ritual and use the word create for that. Makes sense. But if you look at all of the occurrences where the verb bara occurs, there is one fascinating truth in all of the occurrences. And that is that the verb bara speaks of a process of forming or fashioning something over time from a simple, less evolved state into a more complex state. For example, when you create the heavens and the earth, you take a chaotic substance and transform it over time into something more complex. Same thing happened when you cut down a tree. You take a piece of wood that is on a tree and you work the wood, you process it, you change it. And there is a process of transformation that takes place over time. Same thing when you fatten a calf. The calf has to be fed, it has to be looked after, it has to be prepared to be slaughtered. And that process of fattening, of fashioning it into a better version of itself, is also the verb bara. So when we look at the wisdom of the verb bara, it does say something about God being a God of process, God being a God of transformation over time. My name is Helmut Mayer. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to know more about Biblical Hebrew, join us on our YouTube channel, Biblical Hebrew Perspectives. We chat again next week. Take care. Bye.